Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is calling on all friends of Israel to show their support today. At a time when terrorism and anti-Semitism are at an all-time high, the Jewish people need strong friends like you who will proudly say, I stand for Israel. Go to www.ifcj.org/blaze to claim your free U.S.-Israeli flag pin today. Wear it as a strong symbol of your solidarity, faith, and resolve. ifcj.org/blaze.
Bravery, resilience, principle. These are the stories of ordinary people making the decision to be extraordinary. This is Courage Boys.
The Soviet mystique grew even more when they announced that Sputnik 2 would be launched even before the Americans could get to Explorer 1 and get that into space. Nikita Khrushchev promised the Soviets would launch it within a month, just in time to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. The kicker is that Sputnik 2 would be manned. And not only would it be manned, but the prospective cosmonaut would be chosen from the streets of Moscow. Teams of scientists had already begun their search. They avoided the usual suspects, universities, military, and the like, preferring a simple adventurer, a friend of the worker. Their research also showed they would need someone who could deal with extreme cold, hunger, and prolonged discomfort. This eliminated any candidates from among the privileged party elite and their sons. In short order, 10 candidates were identified and taken to live at the space training facility in Moscow. When the candidates arrived, scientists immediately took their vitals and ran them through a battery of other tests. A clear favorite was emerging. This favorite would be another coup for the Soviets. For not only would this first soul in space be a Soviet, the new hero would be a female. They called her Kudryavka. Translation, Curly. Curly personified Soviet tenacity and grit, and her big brown eyes and wavy hair were a hit on Soviet television. The night before pre-flight, the young Soviet scientist even invited Curly home to meet his family. On November 3rd, 1957, Sputnik 2 was launched. Everything seemed to be going well. An accelerated heart rate and a degree of tension were to be expected. But soon enough, Curly was responding and had her first meal in space. But sadly, it was also her last meal. The Sputnik nose cone released as planned, but the internal thermal insulation ripped loose, causing temperatures to soar inside the capsule. The cabin overheated, and Curly died quickly. But the mission, while tragic, was not in vain. Curly's space odyssey showed the world that life could be supported during takeoff, with maybe a few tweaks to the temperature control system. Other valuable research was also harvested from the failed mission. Research that subsequently was used by the U.S. to put the first man on the moon. And so, courage, boys. We stand on the shoulders of giants. Even little giants. You see, because Curly was a dog.
Courage, boys. Hear all the episodes on demand at glennbeck.com/courage.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You looking to sell your home? At realestateagentsitrust.com, our goal is to ease the stress of home selling by helping you sell your home as quickly as possible at the best price possible. Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I want to thank you. In just the last few months, thousands of Blaze Radio listeners just like you have contacted our agents. So if you're thinking of selling your home, or if you want help buying a home, go to realestateagentsitrust.com and let our individually selected agents earn your business. realestateagentsitrust.com.